弟兄姐妹们早晨好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们很高兴今天早晨又能够在主里边和弟兄姐妹们聚集。
We're very happy to once again meet with brothers and sisters together this morning.
我们先借着祷告把下面的时间交在主的手中。
We first want to put the time ahead into prayer.
我们一起有些祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们是何等的感谢赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank and praise you.
我们谢谢你救赎了我们。
We thank you because you have saved us.
我们谢谢你在我们身上工作。
We thank you that you have worked in our lives.
要把你自己生命和性格建造在我们里边。
You have given us your life and your character.
把我们磨成你自己的形象。
That you mold us more into your likeness.
将来有一天我们可以永远与你同在。
That one day we can dwell with you in eternity.
这是何等恩典的工作。
This is a work of grace.
我们为此感谢赞美你。
And because of it, we thank you and praise you.
今天早晨当我们来一同交通你话语的时候，
This morning as we meet together to talk about your word,
我们求圣灵在我们中间自由的工作，
we pray that your spirit may work freely amongst us,
把你自己的话语向我们解开，
that it can open up your words to us,
让众弟兄姐妹们我们一同在你面前得着激励，
that the brothers and sisters may receive motivation together,
学习来跟随你的脚踪，
to learn to follow you,
也把荣耀赞美来归给你。
We give you all the worship and praise.
求你祝福讲的翻的和众弟兄姐妹们。
Can you be with the speaker, the interpreter, and the listener.
若过我们人的软弱。
And overlook our weaknesses.
把你自己亲自显明在我们中间。
That you can show us clearly to ourselves.
我们这祷告祈求奉主耶稣基督宝贵圣名。
We pray in your precious and holy name.
Amen.
Amen.
今天早晨我有负担和弟兄姐妹们交通弟兄姐妹们非常熟悉的一个人物，就是在旧约里边的摩西。
This morning my burden is to share a very familiar person to brothers and sisters, and that is the person of Moses.
那摩西当然是弟兄姐妹们在圣经里边非常熟悉非常喜欢的一个圣经的旧约的一个人物。
Of course, he is an Old Testament character that's very familiar and very admired by brothers and sisters.
那我们知道摩西他一生的年日是120岁。
We know that Moses, he lived 120 years.
神把他这120年分成了整整的三个阶段。
And the Lord divided his life into three sections.
每个阶段都是整齐的40年。
And each phase was about 40 years.
那实在是显明是神在他身上的工作。
And it really represented the work of the Lord in his life.
圣经告诉我们说摩西是一个神忠心的仆人。
The Bible tells us that Moses was a faithful servant of God.
他在神的家中全然尽忠。
In the house of the Lord, Moses served faithfully.
因此我们实在是觉得在他身上我们有很多可以学习的地方。
And therefore, there's much that we can learn from the life of Moses.
因此我的负担是能够借着一点时间和弟兄姐妹们一同来学习。
So my burden is that through this brief time that we can learn a little bit from Moses' life.
我们求圣灵借着他这些记载下来的故事来激励我们，也能够成为神在地上忠心的仆人。
May the Spirit use the life of Moses to encourage us that we may also be a faithful servant of God.
圣经告诉我们说摩西这个名字呢是一个埃及的名字。
The Bible tells us that the name Moses is an Egyptian name.
但是它中间有些和希伯来文相似的音。
But there are some similarities with the Hebrew language.
它的名字的意思就是从水里边被拉出来。
The meaning of Moses is one who is pulled out of the water.
并且这个后边这个 Moses, 后边这几个字和许多历史上埃及的法老王的名字都有些相似。
The name Moses also has some familiar sounds to some of Pharaoh's names.
所以我们看见当他得着这个名字的时候，也有一个指一个启示在里边，或者是一个他们的心愿，他将来可能会成为埃及的法老。
So we see that even in Moses' name, there is a prophecy or at least a wish that maybe one day he would be a leader of the people.
那他第一个40年是基本上大多数的时间是在埃及的宫殿里边长大。
The first 40 years, Moses grew up in the house of Egypt.
第二个40年是在米甸的旷野。
The second 40 years was in the wilderness of Midian.
他放养他岳父的羊。
As a shepherd for his father-in-law.
第三个40年是在旷野里边带领以色列人出埃及进入迦南这个过程。
And the last 40 years, he was in the wilderness of the Exodus, leading the Israelites out of Egypt into Canaan.
所以当摩西在80岁的时候,
so when Moses was 80,
也就是说在第二个40年结束,第三个40年开始的时候, 他要神拣选他带领以色列人出埃及。
In other words, it was after his second 40 years when he was about to lead the Israelites into the wilderness out of Egypt.
那这个是神要为了应许他向雅各所赐的应许。
And this was to lead the Israelites out of after Jacob and his family, many years after Jacob and his family went down to Egypt.
是，就是在大概雅各进入埃及430年之后。
Specifically 430 years after Jacob and his family had went down to Egypt.
因为当神带领雅各进入埃及的时候，他应许他们。
When the Lord had brought the Israelites through Jacob back down to Egypt, he has told them.
他要把他们从有一天带出来。
He had promised them that one day he would lead them out.
把他们带进应许之地。
And lead them into the promised land.
所以今天早晨 我们要借着摩西的第一个40年和第二个40年来看一些他的经历。
So today, this morning, we're going to look at the first and second 40-year periods of Moses' life.
我们先来读一处经文。First,
let's read a portion of scripture.
是在使徒行传的第七章第十七节到第三十节。
This is from the book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 17.
17节到30节。
We're going to read from verse 17 to 30.
那我先来读一下英文,以后我的中文,我的弟兄会读英文。I
will read in Chinese and my brother in English.
即至神应许亚伯拉罕的日期将到,以色列民在埃及兴盛众多,直到有不晓得约瑟的新王兴起,他用诡计带我们的祖宗,苦害我们的祖宗,叫他们丢弃婴孩,使婴孩不能存活。 那时摩西生下来,俊美芬芳,在他父亲家里抚养了三个月,他被丢弃的时候,法老的女儿食了去,养为自己的儿子,摩西学了埃及人一切的学问,说话行事都有才能。他将到40岁,心中起意,去看望他的弟兄以色列人,到了那里,见他们一个人受冤屈,就庇护他,为那受欺压的人报仇。 打死了那埃及人,他以为弟兄必明白,是神借着他的手搭救他们,他们却不明白。第二天,遇见了两个以色列人争斗,就劝他们和睦,说,你们二位是弟兄,为什么彼此欺负呢?那欺负邻舍的,就把他推开,说,谁立你做我们的首领和审判官呢?难道你要杀我,像昨天杀那埃及人吗? 摩西听见这话就逃走了,寄居于米甸,在那里生了两个儿子。过了40年,在西乃山的旷野,有一位天使从荆棘火焰中向摩西显现。英文。So,
read in English, Acts chapter 7, verse 17. But as the time of the promise was approaching, which God had assured to Abraham, the people increased and multiplied in Egypt until there arose another king over Egypt who knew nothing about Joseph. It was he who took shrewd advantage of our race and mistreated our fathers so that they would expose their infants and they would not survive. It was at this time that Moses was born, and he was lovely in the sight of God, and he was nurtured 3 months in his father's home. And after he had been set outside, Pharaoh's daughter took him away and nurtured him as her own son. Moses was educated in all the learning of the Egyptians, and he was a man of power in words and deeds. But when he was approaching the age of 40, it entered his mind to visit his brethren, the sons of Israel. And when he saw one of them being treated unjustly, he defended him and took vengeance for the oppressed by striking down the Egyptian. And he supposed that his brethren understood that God was granting them deliverance through him, but they did not understand. On the following day, he appeared to them as they were fighting together, and he tried to reconcile them in peace, saying, Men, you are brethren, why do you injure one another? But the one who was injuring his neighbor pushed him away, saying, Who made you a ruler and judge over us? You do not mean to kill me as you killed the Egyptian yesterday, do you? At this remark, Moses fled and became an alien in the land of Midian, where he became the father of two sons. After 40 years had passed, an angel appeared to him in the wilderness of Mount Sinai in the flame of a burning thorn bush.
这一段经文呢是在《使徒行传》里边斯提凡所记载的。
So this section of scripture comes from the book of Acts, from Stephen's sermon.
我们知道这段历史在旧约里边用神用了许多的经文来描述，非常详细。
We know there's a lot of portions of the Old Testament which describes this passage in detail.
但刚才我们读到这段经文，斯提凡为了用了非常精炼的言语，把这八十年做了一个总结。
Brief. And we know that Brother Stephen in his sermon used a very brief summary to talk about the story in his sermon.
那我们知道当摩西出生的时候，
When Moses was born,
以色列人已经在埃及得了神非常丰盛的祝福。
The Israelites had already received blessings in Egypt.
因为神应许他们让他们生养众多。
The Lord chose them and had them bear much children.
所以当时雅各带了七十几个人全家到了埃及。
So Jacob had brought 70 some people in his household to Egypt.
到摩西出生的时候，以色列人已经在埃及成了一个非常非常庞大的民族。
But when Moses was born, the Israelites had already numbered a great people in Egypt.
据估计，他们可能已经占埃及这个整个国家人口的四分之一到三分之一。
Estimates are that they may have already numbered about a quarter to a third of the population of Egypt.
那这个时候有新的王，埃及新的法老兴起了。
There was a new pharaoh, leader of Egypt at this time.
他们并不认识约瑟。
Who did not know, who Joseph was.
所以呢，他们觉得这个民族在这个国家已经形成了一个非常大的威胁。
So they thought that this minority, this people,was already a large portion in Egypt.
所以就用诡计要苦待他们。
So they wished to oppress them.
其中一个非常残忍的方法就是要杀害他们的男的婴孩。
One terrible means of persecution was to kill the male infants.
也就是说让以色列人的让他们没有后代。
In other words, to cut off their offspring.
这是今天仇敌一个非常残忍的方法。
This is one way that the enemy uses to attack us.
我们觉得这是仇敌对神子民历史历代他都所用的方法，就是让我们的生命不能够继续延续下去。
This is the way the enemy has continued to attack us in every generation to prevent life from continuing.
所以在这个非常艰难的时代，摩西出生了。
So in this difficult time, Moses was born.
他的父母亲都是利未人。
His mother and father were Levites.
他出生的时候圣经告诉我们非常的俊美。
And he was born in a very beautiful way.
所以借着信心他的父母亲就把他藏了三个月。
By faith, his mother and father hid him for 3 months.
因为这是一个非常危险的一件事情。
This was a very dangerous thing to do.
那如果埃及人发现了他们把他男的婴孩藏起来的时候，这个是可能是会被杀的。
If the Egyptians had known that they had hid their male son, this might have been a penalty punishable by death.
到了三个月的时候，这个孩子慢慢长大，已经不能够再藏了。
At 3 months, the boy was large enough that he could not be hidden.
他们父母亲就把他放在一个蒲草箱里边。
So his parents put him in a wicker basket.
放上石漆和石油。
Covered it with tar and pitch.
把这孩子就放在这个芦笛当中。
And they put the child amongst the reeds.
在神这个全能的主宰下。
In the will of God.
这个时候正好法老的女儿来到河边。
The daughter of Pharaoh just happened to come to the sides of the Nile.
所以她发现了这个蒲草箱。
And saw this wicker basket.
让她的婢女把这个蒲草箱取过来。
And had her servants come and retrieve the wicker basket.
打开这个箱子一看是里边是一个孩子。
And when they opened the basket, they saw there was a child.
这个圣经里边这时候记载就孩子哭了。
The Bible tells us that the boy was crying.
那法老的女儿心里边生了怜悯之心。
And the daughter of Pharaoh began to have mercy on the child.
但是我们知道是这一切都不是巧合，都是神手的工作。
But we know that none of this was a coincidence, but the work of the Lord.
他要预备一个器皿，要在这个死亡的边缘。把他拯救出来。
He was to prepare a vessel to pull him out of the depths of death and use him.
并且呢，将来一生能够为神所用。
That he can be used his entire life for the Lord.
所以这个法老的女儿呢，就要把他收为自己的儿子。
So the daughter of Pharaoh adopted this infant for herself.
那摩西的姐姐这个时候远远的看着。
Moses' sister was watching from afar.
那我们觉得这时候摩西的姐姐可能应该也不是很大。
Maybe Moses' sister wasn't very old at this time.
但是我们看见是神给她一个非常奇妙的智慧。
But the Lord gave her supernatural wisdom.
啊，她就到了法老的女儿面前说，我可不可以找一个希伯来的妇人帮你来奶这个孩子。
She came up to Pharaoh's daughter and said, shall I go and call a nurse for you from the Hebrew women?
那法老的女儿说好，并且我要给她工价。
Pharaoh's daughter said, go ahead, and actually was going to pay them wages.
所以摩西的姐姐就把她的母亲找来。
So Moses' sister found Moses' mother.
所以她的父母亲又能够重新得到这个儿子。
So her parents could actually repossess this child.
那这个他在这个父母亲家里边所长的这一段时间非常非常重要。
It was a very important time when Moses grew up in his parents' home.
我们知道摩西长大了之后，他就被带到法老的王宫里边去。
We know that after Moses grew up, he was sent to the courts of Pharaoh.
我们不知道他在自己的家里边长了多久。
We don't know how long exactly he was in his parents' home.
但是圣经非常清楚的记载，这段不是可能不是特别长的时间，在摩西的生命当中留下了极其深刻的印象。
But the Bible tells us that though it wasn't maybe a long time, it was a very deep impression on Moses.
他幼年的时候就知道他是一个以色列人。
He was able to identify that he was an Israelite.
他是一个神的选民。
He was one of God's chosen people.
这在他这个整个人生当中是一个非常非常重要的影响。
And this was a very important impact on his identity.
就是神何等奇妙的工作。
And this is the supernatural work of God.
我们知道神借着他奇妙的手让摩西一生在一个特别的环境里边长大。
We knew that the Lord allowed Moses to grow in a special circumstance.
圣经告诉我们说呢，他学了埃及人一切的学问。
The Bible tells us that he learned all the knowledge of Egypt.
说话行事都有才能。
He was able to speak articulately.
也可以说在从人的角度来看，他摩西拥有全世界。
From a worldly perspective, it seemed like Moses had all the things of the world.
他有地位。
He had a position.
他有才能。
He had assets.
他有当时世界最丰富的财富。
He had the richest abundance and inheritance at that time.
并且他有可能成为埃及的法老。
He may have even been in line for the throne.
所以在人看来，摩西有一个非常辉煌的人生前途。
So in a worldly perspective, Moses had a very good upbringing.
可能是成为全世界最有权势的人。
He might have been one of the most promising people in the world.
然而在他里边，那个在他幼年时代，他父母亲所给他的教育，却是深刻的烙印在他的里边。
Yet that foundation that Moses' parents gave him in his youth was so deep and pivotal.
所以他知道他是不属于这个世界的人。
So he knew he was not of this world.
我觉得每次我们想起这件事情的时候，我们实在是对我们里边是一个提醒。
Whenever we think about this fact, it's a reminder to us all.
主耶稣基督把我们从这个世界当中拯救出来。
Jesus, our Lord Jesus Christ, has saved us from this world.
也赐给我们一个与世人不一样的身份。
And has given us an identity, a citizenship that is different from the people of this world.
让我们成为属神的人。
That we are people of the Lord.
不是属世界的。
Not of the world.
所以摩西在这个时候他里边有一个非常深刻的一个这个相信他不是属于这个世界的。
So Moses had a deep understanding that he was not of this world.
他不仅是血统不是属于埃及的。
Not only was his education not Egyptian.
血统就是他的 inheritance.
Inheritance, pardon me, is not of Egypt.
而且呢他认识到他应该有一个从天上来的赏赐和他在人生的路。
But rather he should have an eternal, a heavenly inheritance.
所以当他40岁的时候。
So when he became 40 years old.
他就不愿意成为法老的女儿之子。
he no longer wished to be the son of the daughter of Pharaoh.
他情愿与神的百姓一同受苦。
He would rather identify and suffer with the people of God.
那这段经文也是在旧约里边有非常详细的记载。
So this, this passage is also spoken of in the Old Testament.
那希伯来书的作者也是在这边呢做了一个非常非常精确的非常精辟的一个总结。
The writer of Hebrews also does a very brief summary of this account in the Old Testament.
那记载在希伯来书第十一章的24到27节。
And it's recorded in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 24 to 28.
那我们也还是把这段经文来读一下。
We'll read this together as well.
我们还是先读中文，然后读英文。
First in English, and then, first in Chinese, then in English.
希伯来书第十一章的24节。摩西因着信长大就不肯称为法老女儿之子，他宁可和神的百姓同受苦难苦害，也不愿意暂时享受最终之乐。他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财富更宝贵，因他向往所得的赏赐。他因着信就离开埃及，不怕王怒，因为他恒心忍耐，如同看见那不能看见的主。
Verse 24, by faith, Moses, when he became a man, had no desire to be named the son of Pharaoh's daughter, feeling that it was better to undergo pain with the people of God than for a short time to have a taste of the pleasures of sin, judging a part in the shame of Christ to be better than all the wealth of Egypt, for he was looking forward to his reward. By faith, he went out of Egypt, not being turned from his purpose by fear of the wrath of the king, for he kept on his way as seeing him who is unseen.
我们看见这里边呢，摩西将近40岁的时候，他做了一个非常重要的选择。
We see here that at the age of 40, Moses made an important decision.
圣经告诉我们说，这个选择它的本质是向撒旦说不。
We see from the scriptures that at its core, this decision was a choice of no to Satan.
向神说是。
But a decision of yes to the Lord.
希伯来书这里面记载呢，说摩西他不愿意成为法老女儿之子。
We see here in Hebrews that Moses was not willing to be the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
他不愿意得到这个世界的荣华。
He had no desire to obtain the glory of the world.
因为当时做法老女儿之子，那是一个何等荣耀的身份。
To be the son of Pharaoh's daughter was a glorious position.
摩西不愿意去享受这个世界上的虚荣。
But Moses was unwilling to enjoy this pleasure of the world.
他也像这个最终之乐。在埃及暂时可以享受那个最终之乐说不。
He also said no to the pleasures of sin.
也向埃及所有的财富说不。
And said no to the wealth of Egypt.
所以我们看见这个是仇敌今天从一开始到今天一直在人中做破坏工作的几个工具。
We see these are the weapons of the enemy from the beginning of time until now that he uses to try to attack the people of God.
也是我们今天所有基督徒众弟兄姐妹们所面临的。
And it's it's a temptation that brothers and sisters meet every day.
可能是不同表现的形式。
Maybe it's manifest in different ways.
但是它的本质都是世界上的虚荣。
But at its core, they're all things of the world.
最终之乐。
They're the pleasures of sin.
埃及的财富。
Or the wealth of Egypt.
仇敌用这些抓住了多少人。
The enemy has used this to take hold of so many.
我们看见今天这个世界世人就是为了这些在降服在仇敌被仇敌撒旦所捆绑。
We see that the people of the world have been bound up by these sin and pleasures of this world.
除非借着神的能力，没有人可以从这些权势当中脱离出来。
If not for the power of God, no one can escape.
但是感谢主，摩西在这边为我们做了一个榜样。
But thank the Lord, Moses has given us an example here.
他向这些说不。
He has said no to these things.
但是他向着神的心意是说是。
But he said yes to the will of God.
圣经在希伯来书第七章二十六十一章二十六节告诉我们说，他向往那个所要得着的赏赐。
We see in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 26 that he would He was looking forward to his reward.
那这个赏赐不是地上的赏赐。
Now this reward is not a worldly reward.
如果是地上的赏赐，摩西早已经拥有了。
If it was an earthly reward, well, Moses would have already obtained it.
是从天上来的。
But this was from the heavens.
并且他愿意因着这个赏赐和神的百姓一同受苦。
Additionally, because of this reward, he was willing to suffer, with the people of the Lord.
也不愿意在埃及暂时享受那个最终之乐。
And he was not willing to taste the temporary pleasures of sin.
并且他为着耶稣，为着基督的受凌辱，把基督受凌辱看为比埃及一切的财富都更宝贵。
He thought it was better to judge a part in the shame of Christ, and that was better than all the wealth of Egypt.
今天撒旦也把这个世界做得非常的精美。
Today, the enemy has made the world very pleasurable.
我们也常常需要做选择。
And oftentimes we have to make the choice.
盼望着摩西的故事来激励我们。
We pray that the story of Moses may motivate us.
那圣经也是更是让我们看见在这个选择的背后有一些属灵的原因。
And that the scriptures can show us that behind these decisions there is some spiritual truth.
圣经说是因着信。
The Bible tells us that it's because through faith.
这是一个信心的选择。
This is a decision of faith.
这是神儿女今天在地上生活的一个非常重要的原则，信心的原则。
This is a very important spiritual principle that the children of people of God need to use in their decision making.
能够看见，是一个能够看见更远的，永远的一个选择。
So that they can see, in the distance with an eternal perspective.
是一个无所惧怕，不怕王怒的选择。
It's a decision in which they are fearless.
并且是一个恒心的选择，就是要坚持到最后的一个选择。
Also, it's a final decision, a decision that needs to, stay until the end.
是神开了他灵里边的眼睛。
The Lord opened up his spiritual eyes.
他能够看见的如同不能看见的主。
So he can see the unseeable Lord.
盼望着神今天把这样的性，这个性情也做工在我们的里边。
May the Lord also do this type of work in our own lives.
开我们灵里边的眼睛。
To open up our spiritual eyes.
在这个纷繁复杂的世界当中。
So in this confusing world.
让我们能够常常看见主。
That we can always see the Lord.
能够看见他为我们的目标。
We can see the goal he has set out for us.
在我们每天生活的日子当中。
That in our daily lives.
我们选择主，选择他的道路。
That we can choose the Lord and choose his way.
我们为此实在是感谢主。
We thank the Lord for this.
那当然我们知道摩西他心里边有个非常好的愿望，也在灵里边神给他这样一个勇敢。
We know that the Lord, that Moses also had a good heart and the Lord had given him courage.
但是呢，在实行当中，我们看见摩西遇见了一个非常大的挑战。
But in reality, we know that Moses had a real test.
我觉得这个是我们每个基督徒在今天来服侍主当中也是需要学习的一个功课。
And this is a lesson that all of us who serve the Lord need to learn.
我们知道摩西呢，这个时候他就来到了他弟兄中间。
We see that Moses came to his brother's side.
这是记载在出埃及记第二章的第十一节，一直到第十五节这段经文。
We see this, depicted in Exodus chapter 2, verse 11 to 15.
他要看他弟兄在地上所受的重担。
He saw the difficulties of his fellow brother.
那一天呢，他看见一个埃及人在欺负一个希伯来人。
He saw an Egyptian at that time persecuting an Israelite.
他就左右观看啊，第十二节讲，他左右观看见没有人，他就把这个埃及人打死，然后藏在沙土里。
So in verse 12, we see that he looked to the left and right, and seeing no one, he killed the Egyptian and hid his body.
所以我们知道摩西呢，他实在是好像外边有勇敢。
So we see that Moses was courageous.
他因为他学习了埃及人所有的这些智慧。
He learned the wisdom of the Egyptians.
也有能力。
And he had power.
但是他选择的方法呢，是用他人的方法，肉体的方法。
But his methods were his of the flesh of the world.
那这个方法是神所不能用的。
This is not a method that the Lord will use.
所以我们看见摩西在这个时候他学习一个非常重要的一个功课。
So we know that here Moses had to learn a very important lesson.
尽管他有一个心愿，要放弃自己前程的辉煌的前程，来到和以色列人认同。
Though he had his, a desire, he had to let go of his, His will.
但是呢，这个时候他生命的性格当中是需要被操练的。
And his character needed to be trained up in Christ.
那我们看见在这个圣经里边有个这个描述，说他左右观看。
We see in the scripture that Moses looked to the left and to the right.
那他就是一直用人的思想，人的思念，想办法。
Meaning that he was using the wisdom and the vision of man to try to consider.
看见没有人，他就把这个埃及人打死，埋在土里，用属地的方法。
And seeing no one, he killed the Egyptian and buried him in the sand, in the dirt, using the techniques of the world.
到了第二天，他看见两个以色列人相争。
The next day when he saw two Israelites fighting,
那其中一个希伯来人呢就欺负了他的邻舍。
One of the Israelites had been persecuting another.
所以摩西就去劝他们。
So Moses went to encourage them.
二章的第十三节的后半部分，摩西对那欺负人的说，你为什么打你同族的人呢？
And Moses said to the Israelite andwhy you fight your people of your another person from your own people.
那我们知道这个欺负人的人他可能不是一个非常好的人。
So we know that the person who had persecuted one another, the offender, maybe he wasn't a very good person.
但是有的时候神也可以使用这个不好的，也甚至可以使用仇敌。
But oftentimes the Lord can use the offender or even use the enemy.
我们看见这个人本身并不是很好，但是呢，他提了三个非常好的问题。
But he asked three very good questions.
那这三个问题是摩西需要回答的。
And these three questions Moses had to respond to.
也是需要我们在这个生活和服事的过程当中常常需要思想。
And these are questions that we often have to consider in our daily lives.
他就对摩西说，说是谁立你做我们的首领和审判官呢？
He said, who made you a prince or a judge over us?
这是第一个问题，是谁立你的？
This is the first question. Who made you a prince or a judge?
第二个问题呢，他是说，难道你要杀我？
Second question is, are you intending to kill me?
你到底要做什么？
What are you trying to do?
你在这个做这件事情上，你的目标是什么？你要杀我吗？
What is your purpose? Are you trying to kill me?
第三个问题是说，像杀那埃及人吗？
Third question is, as you killed the Egyptian,
你要用什么方法?
What's your method?
你要用什么方法来实现你的目的?
What method are you going to execute your plan?
所以这些问题呢，其实是非常好的一个问题。
These are good questions.
那摩西他并不知道这些问题的答案。
Moses didn't know the answers to these questions.
他是靠自己的能力来解决问题。
With his own power, he was trying to solve the problems.
所以神借着这些不好的人来提醒他。
So the Lord used this not good person to teach him.
是谁立你的?
Who made you a prince?
是神在引导这个工作吗?
Is God the one who is actually in charge here?
是神在定义要这样做吗?
Did God direct him to act in such a way?
这是不是神的旨意?
Was this the will of God?
这是一个非常重要的一个问题。
This is a very important question.
那你到底要做成什么呢?
What are you intending to do?
他当然问你是要杀我吗?
Are you intending to kill me?
摩西这个工作的目的,最后要达成的目的是什么呢?
What is the ultimate purpose that Moses had?
你要用什么样的方法来完成?
What was the method he was going to use?
你要用这个像以前杀埃及人那样的方法吗?
Were you going to use the same methods as when you killed the Egyptian?
是用属地的方法,是肉体的方法吗?
With power and with the things of the way of the world?
这是非常非常重要的几个问题。
This is a very important set of questions.
我觉得这是圣灵常常在我们里边，在我们的生活和服事当中做的提醒。
And these are reminders that the Spirit oftentimes gives us in our service.
我们需要常常来问，是不是神在定义？
We need to ask, is this the will of God?
我们是不是走向神所要的那个目标？
Are we walking towards the direction that the Lord has directed us to?
我们用的方法是不是神的方法？
Are our methods God's methods?
还是我们自己的能力和这些属地的智慧。
Are we using fleshly methods and worldly wisdom?
我们看见这时候摩西呢，他没有答案。
We see here Moses had no answer.
圣经只是描述说呢，他就非常惧，摩西变惧怕。
The Bible just tells us that Moses became afraid.
因为在这件事情上，摩西走在了神的前面。
Because in this matter, Moses walked ahead of the Lord.
的确，摩西是神所拣选的一个器皿，要把以色列人从埃及拯救出来。
Indeed, Moses was a vessel that the Lord had adopted to bring the people out of Israel, Egypt.
但是有神的时间和方法。
But there was God's timing and His methods.
在摩西做这件事情的时候，他并没有神的引领。
At this time, when Moses did this thing, he did not have the direction of God.
并且更可悲的是，没有神的同在。
And even more unfortunate, he didn't have the presence of God.
因此他惧怕。
And so he was afraid.
所以弟兄姐妹们，在我们所有这些生活和服事当中
，So brothers and sisters, in our life and service,
我们要常常来寻求。
We need to constantly seek.
有没有神的引领
？Is there God's leading？
在我们各样的服事当中，我们有没有平安
？In our service, is there peace from the Lord？
如果有神的同在，即便是在环境非常艰难，好像一切都不像我们想象那样，但是我们里边会有一个出人意料的平安。
If we have God's presence, even if the environment and circumstances seem chaotic, we still have the peace of the Lord.
当我们惧怕，当我们失去这个平安的时候
，When we are afraid, when we lose this peace,
我们需要停下来。
We need to stop.
我们需要来求问神。
We need to ask of the Lord.
是不是他的旨意
？Is this His will？
是不是他的目标
？Is this His His goal？
是不是他的方法
？Is this His method？
当然，我们知道仇敌撒旦是不会放过地上每一个可吞食的人。
可吞食。
Swallow.
Oh, we know that Satan cannot devour anybody in this world.
所以我们看见这里边就记载呢，法老听见这事就法老代表这个世界的王。
So we see here that Pharaoh he is represents the king of the world here.
法老听见这事就想要杀摩西。
So when he heard this, he wanted to kill Moses.
摩西呢就神给摩西一条路。
So, but the Lord gave Moses a road.
那这条路并不是一个容易的路。
But this was not an easy road.
是一个进入旷野的路。
This was a road through the wilderness.
因为摩西需要在这个旷野里边受更深的训练。
Moses needed to learn a greater lesson in the wilderness.
所以圣经记载说呢，法老听见这事就想要杀摩西，但摩西躲避法老，逃往米甸。
So we see that Moses fled from the presence of Pharaoh and settled in the land of Midian.
圣经记载摩西在这个旷野里边一共有四十年的时间。
And the Bible tells us that Moses spent 40 years in the wilderness.
放养他岳父的羊。
And he came to tend the flocks of his father-in-law.
这段时间，这个四十年，中间这四十年，在圣经里边用的记载的篇幅并不多。
These middle 40 years, the Bible doesn't tell us too much about Moses.
那在我们许多读圣经的时候，我自己以前也是这样，好像常常就忽略了这段时间。
When I read these passages in the past, I think it was easy for me to overlook them.
好像这段时间相比于摩西前40年，特别是相比于后40年，摩西那些在神的手中那些大能的工作。
As if it was overlooked by the previous 40 years in Egypt, and particularly the last 40 years when Moses brought the people out of Israel, or out of Egypt.
好像这40年，中间这40年并不是很重要。
It seemed like maybe this middle 40 years was unimportant.
但是实际上这40年是一个非常重要的时间。
But in reality, this was a very critical time.
是神在这个他所拣选的服侍他的人身上。做一个非常深刻工作的。
During these middle 40 years, the Lord was able to do a deep work in His chosen instrument.
所以我们需要特别的明白这40年在摩西身上所做的工作。
So we need to recognize the importance of this 40 years.
从外边看，摩西在这40年就是放羊的。
From the outside, it looked like Moses was just a shepherd during these 40 years.
而且呢，还不是他自己的羊。
And it wasn't even his own sheep.
但是神在他的身上正在做一个改变的工作。
But the Lord was doing a transformative work in the life of Moses.
正在建造他的性格。
He was building up his character.
使他能够原来靠着自己说话行事 都有才能的摩西。
So previously he was trusting in himself, his works, his deeds all had wisdom of the world.
变成他能够认识到自己完全靠着肉体不能的摩西。
And then he became a Moses who realized he could not trust in his flesh.
神要把一个王子摩西变成一个牧人摩西。
The Lord wanted to turn the king Moses to a shepherd Moses.
因为神所要的带领以色列人出埃及的这个领袖是一个牧人。
Because the person that the Lord wanted to use to bring the people out of Egypt was a shepherd.
像我们主耶稣基督来到这个地上的时候，他是那个最大的牧者。
We know that our Lord Jesus, when he came, he was the great shepherd.
所以我们为着这段时间实在是感谢神。
So for this period of time, we thank the Lord.
在这个40年的旷野的当中，
In this 40 years of wilderness,
摩西学习到了一个牧者的性格。
Moses learned to have the heart of a shepherd.
他学习了忍耐。
He learned patience.
他学习了温柔。
He learned compassion.
他学习了同情和怜悯。
He learned forgiveness.
那这些美德都是神要托付给他，完成他使命必须有的。
These are all important aspects that the Lord wanted to give him.
那最重要的是，他学习了不再靠自己。
Most importantly, Moses learned not to rely on himself.
当神再次在摩西快八十岁的时候遇见他的时候。
When the Lord reappeared to the Lord at 80 years,
神摩西对神说我是什么人呢？
Moses asked the Lord, who am I?
我可以去见法老领以色列人出来呢？
That I can meet Pharaoh and bring the people out of Egypt.
摩西说我是数日是不能够不善于言语的人。
He said to the Lord, I am a man of inarticulate speech.
那是左口笨舌的。
He was not a good speaker.
那我们实在是看见神在这40年当中做了一个非常非常重要的一个工作。
So the Lord did a very important work in Moses' life during these 40 years.
彻底地改变了摩西的一生。
He completely transformed Moses' life.
也可以说把他在埃及所有学的那些学问都要做掉。
You can say that he unlearned everything he learned in Egypt.
所以这件事情对我觉得我们当我们思想起来的时候是一个很稀奇的一个思想。
So you see, this is a very special consideration when we think about Moses.
那这也是神工作的一个法则。
It's also a principle of the Lord's work.
我们看在圣经里边看见的确神使用那些有恩赐的人。
In the Bible, we see, indeed, God uses those with wisdom.
Gift, you know.
With gifts.
但是在神使用之前，这个必须要做一个改变的工作。
But before he uses these gifts, he needs to do a transforming work.
要看这个恩赐是要出于圣灵的工作。
This gift must be used by the work of the Spirit.
那如果这个是属于一个天然的一个恩赐，是神所不能用的。
If it's a natural gift, the Lord cannot use it.
所以我觉得这个常常是我们不是特别容易明白的一件事情。
This is something that we don't easily understand.
因为我们常常觉得我们神给我们这些有每个人有一些天然的恩赐，我们可以去用这些来服侍神。
We think that God has given us natural gifts and we can use them to serve the Lord.
但是我们一次一次的看见神的工作并不是这样。
But we see time and time again, this is not the way that the Lord works.
神要我们不能靠自己天然的这个智慧。
He does not want us to rely on our natural gifts.
那并不是说神要把所有人这些天然所有的这些恩赐都要拿掉。
Not to say that the Lord wants to remove our natural gifts.
乃是说这个使用这个恩赐的时候，这个根基需要转移。
But rather, when we use these gifts, the foundations have to be changed.
那我们是靠着神的能力来服侍呢，还是靠着天然的能力？
Do we rely on the Lord's strength to serve or our natural strength?
即便是那些原来是在这个人身上有的一种天然能力，他是不是借着圣灵已经重新做过、加工过？
Even the natural gifts that we have they, through the Spirit, been added to?
如果没有借着圣灵加工过的，
If they have not yet been refreshed through the Spirit's work,
那神是不能够用的。
The Lord cannot use them.
所以我们觉得有的时候觉得好像摩西在这个旷野里边的40年是一个很大的浪费。
Sometimes we feel like this 40 years in the spirit and in the wilderness was a waste.
日出日落摩西就是跟着羊群。
Each day Moses just tended the flocks.
但是不是的。
But no.
神在这边正在做一个非常深刻的一个工作。
God was doing a deep work in Moses' life.
所以我们有的时候也会遇见这样的一个在我们的人生当中遇见这样的光景。
Sometimes we may experience a similar experience.
盼望着我们能够在圣灵的引领下来到神的面前来寻求。
May we through the Spirit seek before the Lord.
在每个平凡的日子当中要看神要在我们身上做什么样的工作。
Then in each circumstance we can discern what is the Lord trying to do in our lives.
求圣灵来帮助我们。
That the Spirit may help us.
使我因为圣灵在每个人身上的工作是不一样。
The Holy Spirit's work on each individual is different.
当我们看见摩西这些例子的时候实际上是给我们一个原则。
As we see these examples in Moses' life, they give us a principle.
但是圣灵是非常细腻的。
But the Spirit is
very detailed.
Is detailed.
他可以在我们每个人的身上做不同的工作。
He can do different work in each one of our lives.
而且只有圣灵能够按照我们每个人在他面前的光景和他要在我们面前的引领来工作。
And only the Spirit can do this work in our lives.
所以我们为此实在是要感谢神。
So we thank the Lord.
摩西在这里边神要向他回答这个开始的时候提出那三个问题。
The Lord asks the Moses these three questions right before he does his work.
也就是说，当他在这个旷野里边这四十年的时候
，In other words, during these 40 years,
他在寻求这些问题的答案。
He was seeking the answers to these questions.
虽然当时他并不一定能够完全的找到
，Though he may not have had the answers, all the answers.
但是当神再一次在西乃山要遇见他的时候
When the Lord met him again on the Mount of Sinai,
神要给他答案
He was to give him the answers.
就是谁要立他
The question is, who made you a prince or a judge?
那我们知道那个时候神要把他神特别把他的名向摩西显明出来
At that time, the Lord revealed his name to Moses.
神也要告诉他要做什么
And he told him what he was to do.
他有一个非常明确的目标。
He had a very direct goal.
就是要带领以色列人出埃及。
To lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
要使以色列人全家都成为神的祭司来敬拜神。
To make the Israelites his priests to serve him.
并且是用神的方法。
And to use the methods of the Lord.
摩西在旷野里边已经被好像被剥夺的什么都没有了。
It seemed like Moses was nothing, there was nothing left of him during those years in the wilderness.
甚至他跟随的那些羊还不是他自己的。
The flocks were not even his own that he followed.
他只有手中的杖。
He only had his staff in his hand.
但是神要借着这个成为能力的象征。
But the Lord was to use this staff to become a representative of power.
成为恩典的象征。
A representative of grace.
我们实在是为着这个感谢神。
We thank the Lord for this.
神今天，我相信也是在所有的弟兄姐妹们身上要做这样的工作。
I trust that the Lord is doing this work in all of us.
虽然我们的环境不一样。
Though our circumstances may be different.
但是我实在是盼望着圣灵能够让我们能够学习来依靠主。
I hope that through the Spirit that we can learn to trust in the Lord.
在我们每个微小的服事当中我们来寻求
that in every small act of service that we can seek
是不是神的引领
is this the leading of the Lord
我们所使用的方法是神的方法吗
are our methods the same as the Lord's
我们的能力是不是来源于圣灵
is our power from the Spirit
那样我们才能够完成神的按照神的方法来完成神的使命
Only then can we with the methods of the Lord fulfill his purposes
2000年的教会的历史
In the 2000 years of church history
其实 整个人类的历史，仇敌都在做这样的工作。
Indeed, in all of human history, the enemy has been attacking.
其中一个本质就是要高举人。
One of his principles is to lift up man.
其实这个他的背后呢，其实就是仇敌在高举他的自己。
Behind it, the enemy is lifting up himself.
所以这是宇宙中间一个最大的一个征战。
So this is a great battle in the cosmos.
好像我们在这些事情，这些小的事情上是在做选择，但实际上在背后是一个非常大的一个属灵的征战。
Though it seems like we are making small decisions in our lives, daily lives, there is spiritual warfare behind it.
我们是在荣耀神，还是在荣耀我们个人，还是以至于撒旦得了荣耀。
Do we glorify God or are we glorifying man and therefore Satan?
所以这些我们看见好像这些事情像摩西在旷野里面训练是一些非常平凡 的训练。
So we see these very difficult lessons that Moses was learning in the wilderness.
但实际上它是一个非常重要的一个属灵的意义。
But in reality, there is an important spiritual meaning behind it.
实在是盼望着圣灵帮助我们。
May the Spirit help us all.
能够在这些事情上让我们能够以尊神为大。
That in all things that we can make God Lord.
让神在这些凡事上能够得着荣耀。
That in all things he may receive the glory.
也让主耶稣基督的生命借着我们这些学习卑微谦卑的过程能够更多的做工在我们的里边。
That the life of the Lord Jesus Christ through these circumstances may teach us humility and do his work in us.
我们为着这个感谢神。
We thank the Lord for this.
那我今天早晨的交通到这里，我们再有些祷告。
This morning our sharing ends here. Let's have a time of prayer.
主，我们实在是感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
我们感谢你把摩西的例子放在我们面前。
We thank you have given us the example of Moses.
这些非常重要的原则，实在是我们应该学习的。
These important lessons, we ought to learn.
让我们在凡事上能够来选择向你说是。
That in all things we can say to you yes.
向着仇敌撒旦的工作说不。
And say no to the works of the enemy.
无论是这个世界上的虚荣。
Whether it's the things of this world.
最终的享乐。
Or the pleasures of sin.
和埃及的财富。
Or the wealth of Egypt.
主啊，我们都求你让我们能够脱离这些的捆绑。
Help us to escape these,
the bondage.
The bondage of the sin.
让我们能够进入你那个荣耀的旨意当中。
That we can enter into your glorious will.
我们谢谢你今天在地上选择我们这些卑微渺小的人与你同工。
We thank you that you've chosen us, little people in your sight.
盼望着圣灵常常提醒我们。
And may your spirit constantly remind us.
让我们在凡事上能够来尊你为大。
That in all things we can make you, Lord.
按照你的目的，按照你的方法来服侍你。
According to your methods, according to your goal.
除去我们肉体和个人各样的这些原有的这些以为是的东西。
Take away our worldly methods and our worldly and our fleshly nature.
把主耶稣基督的生命更多的做工在我们里边。
But replace it with the life of Christ to do its work, his your work in us.
求你祝福弟兄姐妹们，祝福我们在这末后时代。在你面前行走的路。
May you bless your people, our brothers and sisters during these last days.
你这样的祷告祈求，奉我主耶稣基督宝贵圣名。
We pray these things in your holy and precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们下边有一些报告。
We're going to have some time of announcements.
那我们现在所有这些聚会还都在线上举行。
All of our meetings continue online.
我们星期二有祷告聚会。
On Tuesdays we have our prayer meeting.
那现在都是在各个组里边的祷告聚会。
Every meeting, meets separately.
所以我们特别鼓励弟兄姐妹们能够进入这个祷告。
We encourage brothers and sisters to join your respective groups.
星期五在线上有读经，星期六在东南区那边也是在同样在线上有读经聚会。
As usual, our Friday night Bible study continues online and our Saturday Southeast District Bible study also meets online.
也鼓励弟兄姐妹们能够进入这样的一个聚会。
We encourage brothers and sisters to join.
我们需要神的话语来喂养我们的。
We need the word of the Lord to feed us.
下一个主日有两位弟兄交通。
Next Sunday, two brothers will be speaking.
是何志杰弟兄和 Stephen Philip 弟兄。
Brothers Keith Ho and Stephen Phillips.
是柯云弟兄和李世伯弟兄翻译。
柯云 and Sipo will be interpreting.
请弟兄姐妹们为着弟兄们讲台的服事祷告。
Please pray for our brothers, service.
我们星期五和 星期和主日都有儿童的服饰，儿童的聚会。
We continue to have children's meetings on Fridays and Sundays.
也鼓励家长们带领儿童们参加这些聚会。
Encourage parents to lead their children to attend.
我们有些重要的报告。
We have some important announcements.
林和蜜姊妹，也就是我们的乌老姊妹，她于4月22号清晨6点23分十分安详的已经安息主怀。
Our elderly sister He Mi Lin passed away on April 22nd.
我们年长的姊妹一生爱主爱人。
Our elderly sister loved the Lord and others throughout her entire life.
她祝福了我们许多的弟兄姐妹。
She has blessed many of our brothers and sisters.
实在是我们主里边的一个好榜样。
And she has been a great example for us in the Lord.
我们深愿我们姊妹一生来激励我们能够更多的爱主。
The Lord, our sister's life has encouraged us to love the Lord ourselves.
能够积极预备迎接主的再来。
And to prepare for His return.
我们请弟兄姐妹们特别为乌老弟兄祷告。
Please remember our brother Wu.
因为我们知道我们这对年长的弟兄姐妹们，他们一生相爱。
And their entire family in your prayer.
就是我们这年长的弟兄姐妹们，他们一生相爱。
Oh, they had a long marriage of love.
我们常常看见他们一同牵着手走进这个聚会厅。
We oftentimes saw them holding hands entering the church building.
所以我们请弟兄姐妹们特别纪念我们年长的弟兄，求主安慰他。
Please remember our elderly brother Wu, and pray for them.
也安慰所有他们的儿子子孙们。
And pray for their entire family.
今年的西岸特会是7月28号到8月1号在网上举行。
This year's West Coast Christian Conference will be held online from July 28th to August 1st.
报名已经从4月15号开始。
Registration has already begun.
我们特别鼓励所有的弟兄姐妹们因为今年是在线上不需要旅行，大家都能够有机会参加。
We encourage everybody to attend, particularly as there's no need for travel this year.
并且能够尽快报名，方便那边服侍的弟兄姐妹们。
Also, to help the serving brothers and sisters, please register as soon as you can.
我们有今天为着在洛杉矶的弟兄姐妹们特别祷告。
Please pray for our brothers and sisters in Los Angeles.
因为今年这个新的形势有可能有许多新的挑战。
Because there's some new challenges in this as to serve in this new format.
求主给我们弟兄姐妹们智慧。
May the Lord give our brothers and sisters wisdom.
特别是中国大陆听见了这今年是在线上，有很多的弟兄姐妹们想要参加。
Particularly many of our brothers and sisters in China wish to attend.
那我们弟兄姐妹们正在寻求一个合适的方法，能够使这个聚会在网上顺利又安全。
Our brothers and sisters are trying to organize a safe and workable format for the brothers and sisters in China to attend.
他们现在正在试验几个不同的计划，我们为他们祷告。
They are trying certain different formats right now. Please pray for them.
那弟兄姐妹们，如果你参加过2018年、19年的西岸特会，
If you attended the 2018 or 2019 West Coast Christian Conference,
你应该收到一份那个注册的电邮。
You should have received the registration email.
没有收到的话，可以查一下你的那个垃圾信箱。
If you did not, please check your junk in a box in your email.
如果在那里边也没有的话，那你可以和一会儿我们告诉这些弟兄们联络。
If it's not there, please contact one of our brothers listed here.
那如果以前没有参加过的，也请你和我们下面这些弟兄们联络。
If you haven't attended WCCC before and wish to attend, also contact one of these brothers listed here.
如果我们中间年长的弟兄姐妹们以前是都在纸上填表报名的，那这次呢，我们教会的弟兄们也会帮助你们报名，请让我们知道。
If you've only registered on paper before and need assistance registering online, one of these brothers listed online is Huan, Shipo, Qian, or Li Ma can assist you.
对，我们这四位弟兄的电话都在这个网上。
Their telephone numbers are listed online.
请弟兄姐妹们可以和我们联络。
And please reach out to them as you need to.
好，我们今天的报告和聚会就停在这里。神祝福弟兄姐妹们。
We will end our meeting and announcements today. Right now, may the Lord be with you.
再见。
Goodbye.